USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody that told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Allyn-Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
We have a potential update on a stimulus bill, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's up to lawmakers to help struggling Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. Meadows, outside the White House, says there's an impasse with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on COVID-19 aid.
Wouldn't $1.3 trillion of aid that goes largely to agreed upon and shared goals of helping people that are hurting the most, $1.3 trillion of aid, she said no to. She would rather have zero and keep it at 2.2.
The most intense hurricane to hit Louisiana in over a century has left at least six people dead, hundreds of thousands of people without power, and numbers of homes and buildings in ruins. Laura, which has now been downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane with winds over 150 miles an hour, is expected to weaken to a tropical depression as it moves toward the East Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NBA and its players' union have reached a deal to resume the playoffs, which includes converting league-controlled arenas into polling stations and creating a social justice coalition. The deal comes after the Milwaukee Bucks abruptly sat out of their matchup Wednesday, causing the league to postpone play for 3 days. The Bucks' decision led to a ripple effect across several professional sports leagues, including the WNBA, Major League Soccer, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and tennis. Senator Rand Paul was attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C., leaving the Republican National Convention after President Trump gave his acceptance speech.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb.
Paul, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 2011, introduced a bill in June to ban no-knock warrants, the type of warrant that ultimately led to the wrongful shooting death of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Kentucky EMT who was shot at least 8 times by police after they broke into her house in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.